This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Housing has been one of the bright spots in the U.S. economic recovery. Existing home sales are strong, prices are up, mortgages are cheap, and bidding wars are once again commonplace in many markets. But the market for new homes has been iffier. We'll get the numbers for April later this morning. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Americans are now buying about 500,000 new homes a year, less than half as many as during the housing boom. Lawrence Yun is chief economist at the National Association of Realtors.
The home builders have been very slow in getting the construction online, and it is grossly inadequate.
Inadequate to meet demand, especially from young families facing high rents and looking to purchase their first home on a limited budget. Yun says it's harder than ever for builders to get cheap land and building permits for big developments on the suburban outskirts.
So the builders have tilted over to more expensive homes, catering to more high-income households.
The average new home cost a record $360,000 last year. Last year, we hit another milestone, says economist Kristen Reynolds at IHS.
The largest share of new households choosing homeownership since 2007.
She calls that at least a glimmer of hope for the market. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.